They say some places never forget. The land holds on to sorrow, soaks up blood, keeps a reckoning of every pain ever felt upon it. Some places breathe with the ghosts of what's come before, not just haunted, but cursed. And Frozen Creek, it's one of them. If you listen close, you can hear it. The whispers through the trees, the echoes of a time drowned in sorrow. The wind don't just blow here. It carries the past, whispering names of folks long gone, crying out in the dead of night. Folks round these parts say the spirits ain't never left, that they're still here, trapped in the place that took 'em too soon. But before we get to the ghosts, you gotta know what made 'em. Welcome to Kentucky Melody's Scary Stories from Kentucky, where we spin yarns about ghostly haints, creepy hollers, and spine-chilling legends from deep in the hills. So grab a chair, dim them lights, and let's dig into something spooky. Tucked away in Breathitt County, Kentucky, Frozen Creek don't look like much now. Just a quiet holler, trees heavy with the weight of forgotten things. But once, long ago, it was a place of hard work and harder times. The people who settled here weren't looking for no easy life. Mountain folk, tough as the rocks they built their homes on, they scratched out a living from the land, working small farms, cutting timber, digging coal where they could find it. Most weren't rich, and sure as hell weren't soft. They got their mail from a post office opened in 1850, and if they needed supplies, they made do with what they had or hitched a ride into Jackson. Winters were cruel. Summers were hotter than the devil's breath. And through it all, folks clung to each other, to their faith, and to the land. But the land don't always love you back. Now, if there's one place in these hills that folks don't like to talk about, it's the Frozen Inn. It weren't no ordinary inn, weren't no cozy place where travelers stop for the night. No, sir, this place was different. A den of sin, a roadhouse where men drank too much, gambled their last dime, and sometimes never made it out alive. Sat about 4 miles from Jackson, right along Highway 15, the Frozen Inn had a reputation darker than a coal mine at midnight. Bootleggers ran their business out of there. Women of the night took up rooms upstairs, and if you wanted to settle a grudge, well, let's just say plenty of men did, with knives, pistols, and fists. In 1939 alone, the coroner was called 10 times to investigate murders on that cursed property. Gunfights, stabbings, bodies found dumped in the creek. The sheriff couldn't shut it down fast enough before another round of blood got spilled. And then, just like that, it was gone. Ain't no one knows for sure what happened to the Frozen Inn. Some say it was burned to the ground after too many killings. Others whisper that the great flood of 39 washed it away, like the land itself was done with it. But some say it's still there. Not the way it was, mind you. No, but on certain nights, when the fog rolls thick and the moon hides behind the trees, folks say they see the outline of a building that ain't there no more. Hear the sound of laughing and fighting, the clink of glass on wood. A place that refuses to die, long after it shoulda. But that ain't the only ghost hanging over Frozen Creek, not by a long shot. The worst thing to ever happen to Frozen Creek came on July 5th, 1939. A storm rolled in, dark clouds like bruises spreading across the sky. The rain came hard and fast. They say up to 9 inches fell in just a few hours. Folks barely had time to blink, for the water started rising. Frozen Creek turned into a monster, its banks swelling till the water moved like a great black hand, ripping homes right off their foundations, dragging families into the dark. They say the water rose 22 feet. They say folks woke up to their cabins torn apart, to bodies tangled in the branches of trees like broken dolls. They say people screamed for help that never came. In the end, at least 39 souls were lost, though plenty say the real number was higher. Back then, mountain folk handled their own burials, and some names got washed away along with the bodies. The water receded, but the ghosts, they stayed. Ever since that flood swallowed near 40 souls, folks say the land ain't never settled. There's a feeling here. A weight in the air, thick as the mist that rolls off the water at dusk. The kind of stillness that ain't peace, but something else. Something watching. Ain't nothing loud round these parts at night. No crickets, no frogs, no wind rustling the trees. Just silence. Heavy, suffocating, like the land itself is holding its breath. But stay long enough and you'll feel it. That prickle on the back of your neck, the slow creep of ice-cold fingers down your spine. That deep, non-certainty that you ain't alone. They say come dusk, you'll see 'em. Down by the creek, just past where the water turned red all them years ago, the orbs appear. Soft, glowing lights hovering above the ground, dancing slow, drifting over the water like they got nowhere left to go. Some folks say their spirits searching for their bodies, lost in the flood. Others whisper that they ain't nothing but warnings, a sign you ought to turn back for it's too late. But if you stand there too long, watching them float in the dark, you'll start to feel it, eyes on you. Shadowy figures drifting along the banks, their clothes dripping wet, hanging heavy like they just crawled out of the floodwaters. Their eyes, empty, hollow, like they're looking for something they ain't never gonna find. And then there's her, a woman's voice, crying out in the dark. Folks hear her wailing, calling for her baby, her sorrow weaving through the trees like the mist off the water. But no one ever finds her. Just a voice, lost in time, begging for something that's long gone. And up the hill sits the old Frozen Creek School, a place where children once laughed and learned, now swallowed by silence. The walls still stand, but they don't sit quiet. They murmur. They breathe. Folks who've dared step inside say they feel it first. A chill creeping up their arms, like unseen hands brushing against them. Then the footsteps come, slow, deliberate, pacing the halls when no living soul's around, and sometimes a laugh, soft, high-pitched, belonging to a child that ain't been seen in decades. More than one ghost hunter's left that place white as a sheet, swearing they saw faces peering out from the broken windows. But not just faces. Things twisted, wrong. Eyes that weren't eyes no more. Smiling mouths where they shouldn't be. And then, there's the road. The one that cuts through the holler, past where the frozen inn used to stand. Ain't nobody likes driving that stretch at night. The unlucky ones that stop, well, they see things. The glow of lantern light flickering in the dark, where no lanterns ought to be. The shape of a building that ain't stood in 80 years, shining like it's waiting for customers that ain't coming. And the worst part, the feeling of eyes on you. People swear they can feel it, something just beyond the trees, lurking in the dark, watching. Like the night itself has a pair of eyes, and they're locked right on you. And then the voices come. Faint at first, muffled laughter, the scrape of chairs on wooden floors, the clink of glass on glass. Like the inn's still open, still serving up sin and death. But sometimes it calls to you, a whisper slipping through the cracks of the night, your name. And if you hear it, you best not answer. You best not turn your head or strain your ears or sit too long in the dark trying to convince yourself it's just the wind. You put your foot on the gas and you go, because some places don't let go easy, and some ghosts don't just watch, they wait. Frozen Creek ain't just another holler in Kentucky. It's a graveyard of forgotten souls, a place where the past don't stay buried. Maybe it's just stories. Maybe it's the wind. Maybe it's the way the land itself remembers. But if you ever find yourself in these parts, if you ever walk along the creek when the night's quiet and the air feels too still, listen close, because the past ain't dead here. And sometimes, if you're real unlucky, it'll call your name. Now, I gotta ask, do you believe the ghosts of Frozen Creek still wander, searching for what they lost that night in 1939? Or is it just the wind, carrying old memories that won't fade? And what about the Frozen Inn, a place soaked in blood where folks still claim to hear laughter, see lanterns flicker, or feel something watching from the dark? Could it be lingering in a way we don't understand? If you've ever been to Frozen Creek or anywhere in Breathitt County, have you felt it? That heavy stillness, like the land itself is holding its breath? Maybe you've seen shadows moving in the trees or heard voices that shouldn't be there. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Tell your stories, share your own eerie encounters, and if you ever find yourself out there after dark, listen close, because the past don't stay buried in Frozen Creek. Here at Kentucky Melody, we tell the tales some dare not tell. Stories that ain't just whispered in the dark, but felt in the bones of the land, in the chill of the air, in the silence that ain't ever truly silent. Now, we put out new videos come every Wednesday and Saturday, so if you got the nerve, come on back. But be warned, some stories don't like to be told, and some places don't like to be left alone. And whatever you do, watch for the next video, because some say when you stare into the darkness long enough, it just might stare back.